from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The drive is live, and a good time was had as it is officially started. It has officially started. The season is here. The most anticipated season in Texans history. And Tyler Milner is hungover from head to toe.
Woo!
If you are on YouTube and Twitch, you can see. Like, I would have hit it. I really would have. But I see the people on YouTube and Twitch, and you didn't got these damn sunglasses on. And hey, you look like somebody in a rom-com that just had a hell of a night, that either his heart was broken or he got absolutely blitzed.
I am a hungover.
Where did he pull the George Strait shirt from?
My man's got a George Strait shirt on, and he somehow left the bar with a Weekend at Bernie's glasses. It is great.
Can I jump in here?
Absolutely.
I love that young man so much.
I'm hurting, J-Lo.
Kidding about this? When is it going to get, like, real and serious?
He's having a good time.
Let him hang, man.
Hey, we haven't reached intervention time yet.
I was 42, man. Come on, you got a few years left.
I mean, he made some interesting bets during the All-Star game and then just got lit up. But it's all right. It's all right. I mean, look at
this. I'm hurting, boys.
The glasses are nice. The glasses are nice, but I couldn't hold it from you. But first day of training camp.
I am pissing myself.
Tyler
about
celebrated
that.
Like they won the Super Bowl already. Like they won the whole thing. Champagne.
Hey, he kicked 2024 off the right way.
Boy, man, I'm telling you, dude.
Hey, let's get this thing started the right way. T-Hale, that's good stuff, baby.
Let's be real, though. T does not need a Super Bowl.
No,
he does not need a good excuse to have a good time.
Not need a football team that's above 500. He does not.
Never needed it.
Hell or high water, baby.
Fact.
I can't even take you serious.
It looked like you went. You chose that dark last night. Is what that looks like.
That dirty water.
That looks like he went Denzel over Tom Hanks last night. chose that dark last night, man. Have yourself a time. That's all right, baby. He'll recover. He needed this show today, baby. Get you some orange juice. Get you some water, and it'll be good.
Hey,
when that boy walked in here, not a stitch of sun anywhere, not a stitch, yeah. Not a stitch, and he walked into a dark studio glasses on.
Took a little nap in my Uber ride up here.
In there looking like,
hey, you better forget that orange juice. You better get you a supplement that gives you some of that vitamin D. You better get you an emergency.
I need some rehydrate, some Gatorade. Yeah, something. Yeah.
Fill yourself up. We get
electrolytes.
Look, I mean, hell, it's 2024. There's a bunch of folks out there that got these IVs. Can we get somebody to bring out, roll Tyler one of them IVs up here, man. My man needs to recover, man.
By Dirty's Daily, he's going to be shot out of a cannon.
I mean, how beautiful would it be if we looked through there and Tyler's kicked back on that in that chair with an IV in his arm doing the show?
Hey, I'd take an IV right now. If you're out there and you want some business, hit me up on Twitter.
I'll take one, too. I'm fresh, but I'll take one. I can always use a little pick-me-up.
My man got them Ray Charles glasses over there. <isn't they?
laughs> Where's my boy Royce Huffman? I know Big Huff. I know you're down the street here.
Oh, you got somebody. Oh,
right there. Down the street. Hell, I didn't stop by there and have me one. He got one right down the street, my boy. Yeah.
Hey, my man Clint, you got some people with some names, baby. Oh, Royce Huffman.
Baby. One of Elkins' finest. Ain't no doubt about it, man. Well, came up playing ball. He's a quarterback in high school. He ended up being a punter at TCU. That's how good of an athlete he was. Baseball guy.
Royce Huffman, Darren Erstead. Basically.
Yeah, I'm a...
Durners. Wasn't he a punter at Tennessee? But he was Nebraska?
I did not know that.
Darren Erstead, he was at... Somebody's a baseball player. One's at Tennessee or Nebraska. Somebody on the text line to help me. I believe it was Erstead. Maybe it was Nebraska. He was a quarterback, but he was a punter. And he became a great outfielder for the Angels, by the way. So anyway, but good. Shout out to old Royce Huffman. That's the name. That's a name you got to say his first and last together.
Oh, there ain't no doubt. It just reeks of money too, don't it?
It does.
I mean, it's Thrive
good
Drip
old,
Spot.
Good old money.
Hey, Thrive Drip Spot. Like, hey, he could walk here. All joking aside, cross the highway right. He could walk here. Now, I don't advise it because there's traffic out there, and he ain't moving as well as he used to. But Royce could have you. He could have you a recovery IV. I say in about. He could have it here in 30 minutes.
Bro, if you're out there and you're listening.
Boy, he knows you need it. Woo! Just by what that sounded like.
Get up here, man. Get up to 19 over here in
Bro, 19, if you're listening.
Bro, if you're listening.
I'm hurting, boys.
That's all right, man. We'll see where you are by 4. All right, man. Training camp today. Listen, I will bottle up that weather every day if we could. Tyler, you could wear your pants. It felt so good.
I'm mad at myself for missing this morning.
That's a great point. You could have wore your pants in all black. You could have showed up in all black with them weekend of Bernie's glasses and been
Johnny Cash.
My nipples were getting so hard, and I wasn't alone. But I almost needed a pullover. Today I could
one of them 550 Tiger ones.
I could have used one of them ones from Tiger to pull over because it was getting cold. It was a little breeze out there.
There had to be ice on the ground for me to spend 500 on a half zip. But I feel you. I'm not to poo-poo your point.
Just saying, I didn't need that thing, but I loved it. I would take that every day. And again, to me, and there's a lot of things we'll get into, a lot of sound that you hear as they said on In the Loop, the heavy hitters came to the podium today. Nick and D'Amico and CJ and Will Anderson multiple times, Nico Collins. They came to the podium. But to me, Clint, overall, And I feel even stronger than I did in the other offseason programs, Clint. The entire vibe is like the overall noticeable thing that really jumps out to me. Like they feel and look like a team that it's like from last year. There's a clear difference on how they look this year, first day, how they carry themselves, how people are talking, how people are going. There is a comfort and a completely different feel and vibe to this team, Clint. And it is like the number one thing that is most noticeable that jumps out when you go watch them is this feels like we're dealing with something we haven't seen any of the years of training camp since we've been doing.
Yeah, look, I think you're dealing with a player-led football team, which is exactly what D'Amico was hoping to get. I don't know that he thought he'd get it in 1 year, but you're dealing with a player-led football team. You're dealing with a bunch of professionals. You're dealing with – this is C.J. Stroud's football team, without a doubt. He is the thermostat, definitely on the offensive side of the football. I think he is in the entire locker room. But you just look across the board, man. They've got a foundation, a core built let's say a foundation and a group built that are really good followers, and I mean that positively, respectfully, and admirably. And then you've got I would say 10 to 12, maybe even more, like really, really high level leaders, and this is a player led football team. It's just as simple as that. I mean, they set the temperature in the room. The coach doesn't have to do it. You know, the expectations are through the roof. They are completely bought in. D'Amico Ryans is talking about, you know, going back to square one with a team that just won 10 games last year and teaching the basic, teaching the fundamentals, teaching the putting, laying the groundwork in the offense and the defense, not assuming that guys know something because they've been in the league a year, because they've been in the system a year. It's you're right. I mean, there is a real championship level, championship caliber vibe around this football team when they move.
Yeah, I listen, and the best that I can say, Clint, and it is a reminder to me of what I witnessed in Kansas City. Like that between 2018, when they made a run and kind of surprised to get to the AFC Championship game in Mahomes' first year starting, between that year to 2019, when they eventually won the Super Bowl, that year this was a team that was winning, but they looked completely different, yeah, just on the field from kind of like you said, the player led thing with like Mahomes and then, you know, Tyrann Mathieu, a new guy, yeah, they brought in, mm-hmm, like some of the new guys they got at the time, like it felt different. I don't even want to say like workmanlike, but it just felt like this is a more serious team. This is a team, yeah, that has bigger goals and are trying to get it. It thoroughly reminded me of watching that kind of transformation. And I know for Texans fans, they hope that the outcome is the same. But that, like, that to me is the highest compliment I could give on what they view and what they look like, is, yeah, it is a real reminder of that.
Well, I think you got two things meeting each other, right? I mean, I obviously you've got a bunch of dudes that know they belong. The coaches know they belong, that performed well last year in Will Anderson, again, Nico Collins. Last year, think about all these guys coming in. At this point last year, C.J. Stroud was splitting time with Davis Mills, and they were talking about a competition. Will Anderson, we knew he was a great college player, didn't know exactly what he'd do at the pro level. Nico Collins had done absolutely nothing to garner any level of respect or confidence in him. Tank Dell was a great college player, don't know how that's going to transition to the NFL. I mean, with the exception of maybe Damian Pierce, and I think Jalen Petrie had a good year the year before. I mean, you had a couple of guys that had good years, but I mean, think about the difference. This year, you've got C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Will Anderson. Who am I leaving out? There's somebody Stingley, on the defensive side. Stingley. You got a bunch of guys that have, okay,
Petrie, yep.
Now, well, Petrie's on the bench at the end of the year, but I'm talking about guys that you've got playing. I'm thinking about guys that now, there's no if, ands, or but. They just flat-ass belong. And if you don't believe, go look at the film, right? And then you bring a bunch of dudes in, again, in Azeez Al-Shaair. You bring in Danielle Hunter. You bring in Joe Mixon. You bring in Diggs. All these guys that
have that same mentality.
You go from one or two guys that may have played well enough to garner a little bit of respect and look up to, if you will, to having – like literally 10 or 12 dudes that are setting the temperature in the room ultimately. That is an absolute, monster difference in how they prepare and what they look like. You're right, though. The vibe is championship caliber.
It's completely different. All right. We talked about some stories and some things that we were looking forward to see, and I think we agree, because of the importance of the position, and this is probably a starting position, Kenyon Green. We talked about it a couple of days ago. We mentioned it yesterday. That was going to be, if not the number one thing, one of the top things that we were going to look at. And I mean, I can remember, Clint, as we were lining up against the chain, and they just walked out to stretch and for exercises, I saw a bunch of people, anybody see 76? Where's 76 at? We're 76. Oh, he's four rows back. Like from the jump. And I gotta say, Clint, he has continued, at least up to this point, every mark that he needs to hit. It appears that he has hit.
Well, I've got to pump the brakes a little bit.
See, yeah, Tyler, Clint is starting to get. Clint has walked over to me multiple times with football wood.
Yes,
just say that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, man. I got to pump the brakes a little bit on Kenyon Green. I know
it's real. It's real because there's not a smile or anything. It's a straight face.
Well, I've got real heavy sweatpants on too. So if you're gonna lift that, it's got to be real. But
they're great. The gray sweatpants, gray, man. They'll get you every time.
Ones. The gray ones.
Yeah, man.
Ladies' favorites.
I've got to pump the brakes a little bit. I'm telling you, Tyler. I mean, hey, look, guys. I look down there, and I had forgotten that he changed numbers. This, honest to God.
You forgot he was 76?
Well, no, I knew he changed numbers, but I didn't know what he'd gone to. Right? So I look down there, and the first rep I see is the right side of the offensive line is on one side, the left side's on the other, and they're working like the whole double team, like double up to the second level. And so the guard is having to work hard to cut across the face of a defensive tackle. And then the tackle is helping and then bumping to the second level. And I look over there.
No pads, remember, Tyler.
I look over there, and I'm talking about phenomenal feet. I'm talking about knee drive. I'm talking about getting it, son. I'm getting it. And I look down at my roster.
You don't think he could have done that last year?
Not damn sure. Not over and over and over again.
Over and over.
Moving like that.
No,
moving like that. No. And I'm like, damn. I mean, damn. That's Kenyon Green. So I watch him. They do about 3-4 more reps. I'm telling you, his feet are moving, and he is moving that 300 plus body as good as anybody that was out there. The only one that wasn't out there working was Titus Howard. I mean, Laramie Tunstall, by the way. Titus Howard was out there.
Now,
Laramie was working his ass off on that other field.
Yeah, yeah. Getting a good little workout in over there. Yeah,
no pads.
But Titus Howard was out there getting after it. And I'm telling you right now, today, Kenyon Green's feet were as good as anybody. That drill, and then we turn around, and they're doing a drill where they're holding the weighted bag, and they're pass setting to the right, setting to the left. They're just flipping their feet, and they pick the pace up as they go, and about the second or third rep, Kenyon Green is getting it, son. I mean, it is as impressive as anybody out there, which is exactly what we talked about this a couple of days ago with Kenyon Green. Kenyon Green, if he's in shape the way that everybody says he is, and he appears to be.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, he's passed every, and today again, coming off of the break and the layoff, he's passed that one. He looked as good as he did in OTAs, if not better. He's continued to work.
But here's the deal, Ron, is if he is a number 15 overall talent that just didn't get it the first couple of years and needed to mature and needed to develop and needed to get some things together, and he's gotten those things together, right? If he is that guy, and I'm not trying to crown the guy and make him a Pro Bowler. I'm just, if he is that guy, 15 overall, now he's a pro and his body's right, then nobody in a Texans uniform, not named Titus Howard and Laramie Tunsil, should look better than him in drills. Nobody. He should look like one of the best in those drills.
He should at least look like Shaq Mason.
He should look better than Shaq Mason. I mean, it's a whole different body. It's a whole different animal. It's a whole different machine. The way he's built now, it should appear now. Now, I'm not doubting Shaq Mason because I've seen some lower built fellas really, really just maul folks. I watched lower built Larry Allen maul folks to make people quit to the Hall of Fame, right? But it is as impressive as anybody out there, and it's just as impressive late in practice as it is early in practice. So I'm trying to pump the brakes a little bit and not gas up.
You walked over to me multiple times, Kenyon Green. Boy, I'm telling you, boy, he's starting to get me excited.
I'm telling you, man.
And by the way, when they ran team stuff, he was running with the ones.
Yeah.
By the way, he was running with the ones. Our guy Gus asked, "Who was the starting O line with Tunsil out?" That Blake Fisher over there at on the left side with Kenyon Green, Juice, and then Shaq and
Titus.
They said Titus was going to start slow, but Titus was in there grabbing every rep. So it was Quentin Quateriano. Why I want to call him Quentin Tequeriano?
Well, I mean, there's a Quentin out there that's pretty famous, isn't he? The producer?
Tarantino. Right.
Is that his name, Quentin?
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino.
That's where I was.
Tremendous
director. That's what really throws us off.
I was wanting to go Quentin.
You got to get
to Quateriano or someone else. Teague and Quateriano, they were out there getting their reps too. But no, that's what I was wondering. You have any issue with Kenyon immediately jumping out and being on that first team.
That's what the hell should happen.
Right off the bat.
Now look, that is
you to know me, if he's the best right now, and he looks.
Well, he earned it. He earned it.
Has earned it?
Absolutely.
With just the offseason,
absolutely. We talked about it before, Ron, and you being a big fella, hell, you know. I mean, it ain't what that dude done over the last 4 or 5 months.
You're going to quit doing it.
No, I'm dead ass serious. I mean, hell, I watched you. It took you a year to lose 120. I mean, that wasn't easy. You didn't want no tiptoeing through the tulips. That's hard, man. I mean, hell, I'm with utmost respect. That's a different animal. I mean, it's one thing for me to go out there and lose 20 or Tyler to go out there and lose 8. I don't know, 5 maybe.
I lost 40. 8.
But I mean, that's a different animal, man. I mean, that's just and that is so. Yeah, I think he earned the opportunity to be the number one guy from jump. Now he's got to go out there and keep it. Now he's got to go out there and solidify it. Now he's got to go out there and impress and prove that he is the 15th overall pick and that he is the future at the interior offensive line position for the Texans.
Yep. Champ Slice on YouTube and Twitch said, "I'm bricked up watching Clinton run." All right.
Not me. Thanks, dude.
Well, come on.
You're probably a little bit of a buzzkill today.
I probably look like a walking nightmare. That's
all right. Coming up, we'll talk about the most important position out there. And there's something to talk about. It ain't just to talk about C.J. Stroud. There's some new developments with C.J. Stroud that we're seeing. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It is here, fellas. Training Camp has started the quest for whatever goal it is. I would think Super Bowl for the Texans is underway as they were out there and we were able to see the whole gang out there. And I know for you, it's hard for you. Yes, I know you enjoy Kenyon Green, but it's hard for you to stray away from the quarterback. I know that's just where your heart is,
yeah.
And that's where your eyes go and what you watch. And I found it interesting, Tyler, we were out there, and Clint, which is hard to do, first day of training camp, you were impressed again by C.J. Stroud from the last time you saw him.
Yeah, look, I mean, when C.J. Stroud was at Ohio State and last year to start camp, I mean, we talked about it multiple times. I mean, when we first talked about C.J., it starts with his feet. Starts and ends with his feet. You know, a little bit of a slew-footed guy, drags his feet around, clearly has never been trained intently and intensely on his footwork and his movement stuff. And it's clear Gerard Johnson, the quarterback coach, probably soon to be offensive coordinator here, that they gave the raise to him and Bobby Slowick. It's clear that Gerard Johnson has been on CJ about his feet and they are grinding on the regular with his feet. I mean, you can whether you think his feet are good or not, you can watch them practice and watch Gerard Johnson and his coaching of him. They are constantly focused on feet in individual drills in routes on air. They're constantly, whether they're talking about a certain kind of footwork, a certain kind of drop, or they're talking about just being more moving with a purpose and being more twitchy and more explosive in your movements. You can tell that is a huge emphasis. And C.J. Stroud right now is in such a far better place with his feet this year than he was that last year at this time. That's to be expected with a guy that's had the success and been coached.
But that was one of the spots where you said, all right, if C.J. Stroud needs to have some improvement,
yeah,
that would probably be one of the number one spots.
Well, to me, that's where that would be the number one spot where it would be very obvious for all of us to see. Like, it's the way he moved. Nobody that watched C.J. Stroud at Ohio State or here doesn't look at him and go, yeah, Clint, when you say slew-footed, kind of dragging his feet, we all see it. He does it when he walks. He does it when he moves. He does it when he drops. And now you can tell when he transitioned from his J's in the locker room to putting them cleats on and they turn it up at practice, you can tell he's moving differently. And he's been coached and he's created some really, really good habits. And the beautiful thing is, and I think Jerod Johnson is just, I always thought he was going to be a big part of what they're doing here with just the connection with CJ and the quarterback room being in line and in sync. But it's even bigger than I thought. We talked about it before, Ron. There's just not, even in the NFL world, the big-time college football world, there's not very many quality quarterback coaches when it comes to day in, day out, grinding the mechanics. And like spotting something on a kid that's a really, really good player and going, okay, you're great. You're a good player. Hell, you won 10 games.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You led the league, but this has to get better. And I'm going to stay on your ass about it until it does get better. And clearly, Jerod Johnson's doing that with C.J. Stroud. I mean, he may not be talking with the tone that I'm talking with, but clearly he's doing that with C.J. Stroud because the footwork is a thing. The other thing that was very noticeable, I'm trying to find somebody that got the video because, by the way, it was real easy to get video and stuff before, you know, like early stages of practice in the Culley years and in the Lovey years and then the first year with D'Amico. It was really easy.
About the 69.
I mean, today it was 3-4 people deep in the video and period. And it was hard to get up there. But there's a certain they were probably 20, 30 yards from us. And CJ is – and it's the way that the quarterback position is coached today at all levels. Everything is about rotation. And it's overcoached in the quarterback training arena. It's overcoached. Like it's just coached to a fault. And so you get a lot of these guys where they're so rotational, they're not transferring their rate, they're not stepping into throws, they're not finishing throws, and CJ's was a product of that. And I think, again, Jerod Johnson noticed that and got the point across to CJ of what you're doing is not bad. It is a weapon in your – it's a club in your golf bag, right? But you've got to now put your driver in your golf bag. You're uber talented. You can make all the throws without transferring your weight. But if you want to put a little bit extra on it, the perfect way to do it is get your body involved on certain throws when you need to, and then be able to pull back on the shorter throws, the quicker throws, the basically be able to pull every club out of your bag and swing it. And it's clear. There was a view today where I'm watching, and there's no doubt about it, man. CJ is transferring. He's driving a wide side comeback, and he is transferring his weight and letting it eat. And it's just a beautiful thing.
But I'm guessing even the improvement of the feet will allow him to make some of those throws even some of those off platform. If it becomes routine.
Well, what it does, Ron, to me, in my opinion, because what you got to do if you're CJ Stroud, and you know, we all know this watching a lot of Pat Mahomes, right? The thing, and again, Pat gets away with it and has won Super Bowls, so that doesn't make it right. It just Pat is that good, right? But you when you're that good of a player and you have that level of success, all of a sudden you get to a point where you are choosing to be off platform. You're choosing to throw the football off your back foot. You're choosing to have poor mechanics because you got a crazy arm, right? I'm just thankful, and I love the fact that C.J. Stroud, he could be that guy, but he's not. He is dialed into staying on top of his footwork, staying on top of his mechanics, and doing it the right way. And you commit to doing it the right way, and it turns into, in a game, 10% of the time you're throwing off platform because you're constantly fighting to stay on platform instead of willingly going off platform, if that makes sense. So, I love what I'm seeing from C.J. Stroud. It's not huge changes because, hell, he was unbelievably good before. But, boy, some of those mechanical things are just – they're fun to watch, fun to pinpoint, and it's the very small details of where he can improve, in my opinion.
I'm gonna put you right here on the spot.
Okay.
Tyler, this is something that Clint said right out on the field. My man Clint walked up to me after about 15 minutes of practice, maybe even 12. He said, Davis Mills is gone.
Done. You want to change on, that, man. Which is good for you because you general, can change the name on the back of that jersey.
He said,
tell you something about that.
Like, he said, gone. Like
Davis Mills will not be on this football team.
Damn.
You're making general? That claim right now.
Right
at,
now.
At 2:34.
Say it with your chest.
7:18, July the 18th, 2024. Clint Sterner saying Davis Mills will not be on this football team. This is a promo.
Davis Mills. Probably not. Davis Mills will not be on this football team come cut date.
Will it be an honorable discharge
this
at least?
Right. This right here. This is
I don't know what that looks
this
like.
This is why we don't get promos.
I don't know what that looks like, Tyler. I'm just telling you.
I mean, the general has served the best he can.
Tim Boyle did you in that short of.
I mean, I told the people of Houston when I went to Green Bay and watched the joint practice, was it 2-3? Hell, it was more than that. That was Deshaun Watson. I mean, that was 4 years ago, probably. Tim Boyle was backing up Aaron Rodgers that year. And I watched him for 3 or 4 days in Green Bay, and I said, this cat right here can sling it. I mean, he got a little something to him now. And he's in Houston. He's the I'm telling you, he's going to end up being the backup.
Like he's going to jump Davis and Case, and he's going to be.
Well, okay, look, Case. After what we watched last year, the only reason Case played,
we found out Case was the backup.
Bro, this is hindsight. The only reason Case Keenum played last year is because they didn't have a lick of confidence in Davis Mills.
Not a lick.
The team or the coaching staff didn't have a lick of confidence. I mean, come on, man. I love Case. All due respect, man. You're Davis Mills. You're in the third, fourth year in the damn league. You dwarf him in size, and they chose to go Case Keenum over you. I mean, you kidding me? Like, there's no respect, no belief, no confidence in Davis Mills whatsoever. And I'm telling you, Tim Boyle can sling it. There's no hesitation. He's going to let it hang, and he's going to go out there, and he's going to make plays. And it's a whole different animal than what Davis Mills is. I'm telling you, Davis Mills ain't going to be on his team. Case Keenum's going to be here, or they already would have let him go. Case is going to be here as a mentor, as an additional
coach.
Coach on the field, and everything he brings to C.J. Stroud. The backup, if they don't, I'm going to tell you, it's a huge mistake if D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio don't find a backup quarterback that's better than Case Keenum's ass that they believe in and have confidence in. Shame on them.
And it's not Davis. Clearly, it isn't.
It is not. They showed us that. They told us that last year.
All right, coming up, the Astros. Big series. We'll let you know the latest of that as that kicks off tomorrow as we continue riding live right here on The Drive.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as people are texting in. Damn, Case Keenum catching strays. Thank you, Clint, for finally someone telling the truth about Davis Mills.
Case ain't catching strays. Case saw that coming from last year. It's been 6 months. He saw that coming. I mean, Case knows the game. Case knows what's going on.
Giving everything he's got. Putting everything he has in them throws.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, there's no way. Case would not tell you that was an ideal situation last year for the Texans for him to have to play those games.
Yeah,
I mean, you cannot continue to go to make a run in the playoffs every week. Give yourself a chance to make a run in the playoffs year in, year out, and not have a backup quarterback that, yes, the quarterback play may drop off a little bit, but the offense can't change.
Yeah,
and much less have a guy that you decide to go with a third-string quarterback that I mean.
In a 17-game season, what we're looking at is backups generally. It's not sometimes. Backups, it's almost becoming more likely that a backup plays. And like last year, like if you think about it, I mean, that miracle in Nashville occurred, but that was not a well-played football game from the quarterback position. Now, he made some plays, and they got it. But if they lose that game, they don't make the playoffs.
But we saw the next
week against the Browns, and then it was rough.
Look, I mean, it's just – I mean – unless you've got a great run game, and unless you've got, and I don't remember who was in that game and who wasn't in that
Singletary.
Game. No, I'm talking about from a receiver standpoint. I don't remember who all was hurt and all, but unless you've got just like dominant pieces across the board, you're not built to support a quarterback like Case Keenum being in there. I mean, any kind of pass rush, any kind of push inside with his size, it becomes a problem. He just gets absolutely engulfed in the pocket. And there's the DBs are sitting shallow and they're sitting heavy because the arm's just not there to push the ball down the field anymore. And so if Case Keenum is chose over the second string quarterback for this team, the second string quarterback, it has given the head coach and the offensive staff a reason to not believe in him. It's not because Case Keenum went out there and was like, I mean, just lighting it up at practice. Like, guys, I'm the guy. I mean, it's because they didn't believe in the second guy. It just is what it is. And I've liked Tim Boyle for 4 or 5 years now. And I just, that whip, I got to believe there's a little bit more juice to Tim Boyle. I think it's his job.
No, I mean, it's a fair thing. Based off last year, it's a really, really a fair thing. All right, Astros, they get started back.
Ooh, come on.
All right, the break is over. They got one more day off to do whatever they need to do. And luckily for Framber Valdez and Ronel Blanco, but especially Framber Valdez, they can still go out and get loose tonight. Framber can go out and just get absolutely loose because the rotation that Captain Joe Espada has decided to roll and start the second half with the biggest series of the year in Seattle against the Mariners, Clint. Friday, Hunter Brown will get the start. Framber Valdez will get the start on Saturday. So, Framber, you can have you a hell of a Thursday night if you like. And Ronel Blanco, who has been this team's best starter in the second half, he will get the ball on Sunday. So he'll have a full 7 days off. He could have gone any route he wanted to. Everybody would have been on full rest had he wanted to. I think it's a no-brainer, right, to have these three guys open up the series, and then Spencer Arrighetti and whatever they do after that is going to pick up the to start the next series that they play after the Mariners. But you good with this order he decided to go with out the gates with Hunter Brown, Framber, and Ronel Blanco kicking off the series?
Yeah, look, I mean, you got a chance to take over the division. And the things that you can control, which are who starts the game on the bump, obviously, and then what the lineup looks like and who gets the most at bats and who's leaned on when it's crunch time, which it is versus the Mariners. Those are the two things that Joe Espada ultimately before the game kicks or tips that he can control. And so, hell yeah, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Ronel Blanco, throw the best three you got out there and take this division over. Win the series, take the division over. I guess you don't take it over. I guess they'd be tied, wouldn't they? You got to throw your best punch, no doubt. And that is Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Ronel Blanco. I like the Stros chances with that lineup right there.
I would have liked and thought, let me sneak him, show some confidence and put some pressure on him. Framber, get us off right. Kick this thing off.
I don't like that.
Kick this thing off. Get us off right, baby. I want to show some confidence in you. Kick this thing off right. Framber, you're the ace right now. If JV is hurt, you're the ace. You got the best stuff on the mound. Get this thing off right. Kick it off, Framber. I kind of would have liked to see that.
Yeah, I kind of like the way he did it. Kind of just looked at what happened the first half, and.
Well, hell, if the first half, Ronel Blanco should have started.
He should be Friday, right? You got to believe that somewhere down the stretch.
And, he was the last to pitch, so he pitched Sunday. So that's probably everybody at full rest and they're doing it that way. But
I'm just thankful that he didn't throw. He didn't throw Aaron Geddy out there.
That would have just been stupid, unless there's an injury. That would have just been dumb. Stop, Clint. That was not an invitation for you to go in there and jump in. I know you're on a roll. That would have just been, that'd have been silly. All right. That is our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on energy plans versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Hey, y'all been, I hate lists, but they always suck me in. Clint, they always.
Pause.
I mean, they do. They suck me in. Pause, whatever. They do. The lists suck me in. This ESPN did they top 100, Clint? They did top 100 athletes.
Okay.
Of this quarter century, the last 25 years. So starting June.
Top athletes, all sports.
All sports, starting January 1st. 2000. That's when it was. So, you know, like Jordan's years of greatness were in the 90s. So he's not going to be on the list. So anybody that was an athlete starting January 1st, 2000, you think you can guess the top five?
No.
You don't think you can? If you had to try to put together the top five.
I can give you three.
Let me see how close you are. I'm pretty confident it's in there.
Kobe and LeBron are in it.
So you got Kobe and LeBron in the top five.
Kobe and LeBron are in the top five. They got to be top five. Tiger Woods has got to be in the top five.
Okay, so Kobe, LeBron, Tiger.
Kobe, LeBron, Tiger, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, that's four.
I don't know hockey. I don't know any of those. They're not in the top anyway. What is that? Football, baseball. Who in baseball could I go with?
Barry Bonds.
You got it. He's got his top five.
I'll go Barry. That'd be my top five.
It's the what now? The athletes
from January 1st, 2000 up to this time. Top five athletes ESPN put out there.
2000 to now.
So you said Bonds. So
I go Bonds, Brady, Kobe, LeBron, and who was my other one?
You said Kobe, LeBron, Bonds, Brady,
Tiger.
Tiger Woods. Those would be my five.
So you only had three of them.
Those would be my five. So I got three of them?
You got three. And you didn't get the number one.
It's pretty good. Oh, I didn't?
Who did you think number one was?
I would have thought LeBron.
LeBron's fourth.
Oh, wow. Then it had to be Tiger.
Number one, Michael Phelps.
It's fair. Wow. I wasn't thinking Olympics.
Did you just turn your nose up at Michael?
No. I don't think about Olympics.
I would have thought that if you said Olympics, think Olympics, I'd have thought Simone Biles.
28-time Olympic medalist.
Yeah. No, that's a damn good one.
23-time gold medalist in the time frame.
One-time bong hitter.
Number two, Serena Williams. I can't believe
Serena. Gosh dang it, man.
That's also a very good one I should have thought of.
Oh. Would you have jumped Serena over LeBron?
LeBron and Brady.
Do you give more to single?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, or do you give more to team? Because team, you're dependent on.
Well, when it's just you, it's just you. You got.
I know, but you got more control. Like right. I bet you there are many times where LeBron or Brady or Mahomes wish it was them.
Well, you talk about Brady.
By the way, where do you think Mahomes was?
Mahomes was probably
18.
Ooh, I wouldn't have thought top 20. I wouldn't have thought top 20. I'd have thought lower than that.
By the way, number three, Messi. So you missed. Yeah. You missed the top three. Messi three, man. LeBron four, and five is Tom Brady.
Just shows you how Kobe our brains work.
Federer was six. Simone Biles was seven. Tiger was eight.
Wow.
Wow. Usain Bolt was 9.
Bolt was on my mind.
And then Kobe was 10.
The only the one I have a real problem with is, I mean, Tiger's way too far down on that list.
2000, though.
Right? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
No, he was great, but right. 97, 98, 99 were years that,
yeah,
like, Tiger's probably his.
If I'd have thought Olympics, I'd have got Phelps if I'd have thought Olympics. I wasn't even thinking.
You want to piss Clint off?
Yeah.
So Peyton Manning is 26th on the list. Where do you think Aaron Rodgers is?
Well, the way you're fingering that phone over.
I'm
gonna guess he's 90s.
He's 91.
When is I came insane? Out of darkness,
Asia Wilson is 90.
Who?
Asia Wilson, Las Vegas Aces. She's great.
I've watched two of her games this year. She's nasty.
She's nasty, but she's played like 3 years. The distance between Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers isn't that deep.
I agree.
For me, it's 4 MVPs. That is wild to me. Shout out to Cheryl Swoop sliding in at 81.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Friend of the show.
Serena and Phelps. Serena, I mean, those are two. I don't know.
Serena especially. I believe that really
shows
how our brains work.
She should be on everybody's list.
Think football, basketball, baseball.
Yeah,
I wasn't even thinking about, other
than Tiger, obviously, I wasn't even thinking about like in those the other individual sports being ranked so high. But yeah, I mean, there's ain't no doubt about it. Good gosh.
All right, Texans training camp. We'll let you hear from the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, and the head coach with updates, D'Amico Ryans as well. Update on the British Open, the Open Championship as well. And then we saw somebody who may be on the next 25-year list had a breakout game last night. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I mean, it's because they didn't believe in the second guy. It just is what it is. And I've liked Tim Boyle for 4 or 5 years now, and I got to believe there's a little bit more juice to Tim Boyle. I think it's his job.
No, I mean, it's a fair thing. Based off last year, it's a really, really a fair thing. All right, Astros, they get started back.
Come on.
All right, the break is over. They got one more day off to do whatever they need to do. And luckily for Framber Valdez and Ronel Blanco, but especially Framber Valdez, they can still go out and get loose tonight. Framber can go out and just get absolutely loose, because the rotation that Captain Joe Espada has decided to roll and start the second half with the the biggest series of the year in Seattle against the Mariners, Clint. Friday, Hunter Brown will get the start. Framber Valdez will get the start on Saturday. So, Framber, you can have you a hell of a Thursday night if you like. And Ronel Blanco, who has been this team's best starter in the second half, he will get the ball on Sunday. So he'll have a full 7 days off. He could have gone any route he wanted to. Everybody would have been on full rest had he wanted to. I think it's a no-brainer, right, to have these three guys open up the series. And then Spencer Arrighetti and whatever they do after that is going to pick up the to start the next series that they play after the Mariners. But you good with this this order he decided to go with out the gates with Hunter Brown, Framber, and Ronel Blanco kicking off the series?
Yeah, look, I mean, you got a chance to take over the division. The things that you can control, which are who starts the game on the bump, obviously, and then what the lineup looks like, and who gets the most at bats, and who's leaned on, and you know when it's crunch time, which it is versus the Mariners. Those are the two things that Joe Espada ultimately, before the game kicks or tips, that he can control. And so, hell yeah, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Ronel Blanco, throw the best three you got out there and take this division over. Win the series, take the division over. I guess you don't take it over. I guess they'd be tied, wouldn't they? You got to throw your best punch, no doubt. And that is Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Ronel Blanco. I like the Stros' chances with that lineup right there.
I would have liked and thought, let me sneak him, show some confidence and put some pressure on him. Framber, get us off right. Kick this thing off.
I don't like that.
Kick this thing off. Get us off right, baby. I want to show some confidence in you. Kick this thing off right, Framber. You're the ace right now. If JV is hurt, you're the ace. You got the best stuff on the mound. Get this thing off right. Kick it off, Framber. I kind of would like to see that.
Yeah, I kind of like the way he did it. Kind of just looked at what happened the first half, and
well, hell, if he did the first half, Ronel Blanco should have started.
He should be Friday, right? Yeah. You got to believe that somewhere down the stretch.
And he was the last to pitch, so he pitched Sunday. So that's probably everybody at full rest and they're doing it that way, but.
I'm just thankful that he didn't throw. He didn't throw Arrighetti out there.
That would have just been stupid. Unless there's an injury, that would have just been dumb. Like he's not the series. Well, stop, Clint. That was not an invitation for you to go in there and jump in.
You're fair. I know you're on the roll.
That would have just been silly. All right, that is our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. And still save on energy plans versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Hey, y'all been, I hate lists, but they always suck me in, Clint. And they always.
Pause.
I mean, they do. They suck me in. Pause, whatever. They do. The lists suck me in. This ESPN did their top 100, Clint. They did top 100 athletes.
Okay.
Of this quarter century, the last 25 years. So starting June.
Top athletes, all sports.
All sports. Starting January 1st, 2000. That's when it was. So, you know, like Jordan's years of greatness were in the 90s. So he's not going to be on the list. So anybody that was an athlete starting January 1st, 2000. You think you can guess the top five?
No.
You don't think you? How many? If you had to try to put together the top five,
I can give you three.
Let me see how close you are. I'm pretty confident it's in there.
Kobe and LeBron are in it.
So you got Kobe and LeBron as your in the top five.
Kobe and LeBron are in the top five. They got to be top five. Tiger Woods has got to be in the top five.
Okay, so Kobe, LeBron, Tiger.
Kobe, LeBron, Tiger. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, that's four.
I don't know hockey. I don't know any of those. They're not in the top anyway. What is that, football, baseball? Who in baseball could I go with?
Barry Bonds.
You got it? He's got his top five.
I'll go Barry. That'd be my top five.
It's the what now? The athletes
from January 1st, 2000 up to this time. Top five athletes, ESPN put out there.
2000 to now.
So you got, you said Bonds. So
I
if
go
that's,
Bonds, got, Brady, Kobe, LeBron, and who was my other one?
You said Kobe, LeBron, Bonds, Brady,
Tiger.
Tiger Woods. Those would be my five.
So you only had three of them.
Those would be my five. So oh, I got three of them?
You got three. And you didn't get the number one.
It's pretty good. Oh, I didn't?
Who'd you think number one was?
I would have thought LeBron or LeBron, probably I would have thought.
LeBron's fourth.
Oh, wow. Then it had to be Tiger.
Number one, Michael Phelps.
It's fair. Wow. I didn't think I wasn't thinking Olympics.
Did you just turn your nose up at Michael?
No. Not like that. No, I just not, you I don't think about
28 times.
I would have thought that if you said Olympics, think Olympics, I'd have thought Simone Biles.
28 time Olympic medalist.
Yeah. No, that's a damn good one.
23 time gold medalist in the time frame.
One time bong hitter.
Number two, Serena Williams. I can't believe
you got about Serena. Oh, man. Gosh dang it, man.
That's also a very good one I should have thought of.
Would you have jumped Serena over LeBron? I think.
Look, LeBron and Brady.
Do you give more to single?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, or do you give more to team? Because team, you're dependent on.
Well, when it's just you, it's just you. You
got. I know, but you got more control. Like right. I bet you there are many times where LeBron or Brady or Mahomes wish they just it was them.
Well, you talk about Brady.
By the way, where do you think Mahomes was?
Mahomes was probably
18.
Ooh, I wouldn't have thought top 20. I wouldn't have thought top 20. I'd have thought lower than that.
By the way, number three, Messi. So you missed. Yeah. So you missed the top three. Messi
Golly,
three,
man.
LeBron four, and five is Tom Brady.
Just shows you how
Kobe
our brains work.
Top five.
Federer was six. Simone Biles was seven. Tiger was eight.
Wow.
Usain Bolt was nine.
Bolt was on my mind.
And then Kobe was 10.
The only That's one the I have a real problem with is, I mean, Tiger's way too far down on that list.
2000, though.
Right? Yeah.
No, he was great, but right. 97, 98, 99 were years that,
yeah,
like, Tiger's probably his.
If I'd have thought Olympics, I'd have got Phelps if I'd have thought Olympics. I wasn't even thinking.
You
want
to piss, Brandon, you want to piss Clint off?
Yeah.
So, Peyton Manning is 26th on the list. Where do you think Aaron Rodgers is?
Uh-oh.
Well, the way you're fingering that phone over.
Oh, I already know.
I'm going to guess he's 90s.
He's 91.
When I came out of the darkness.
Asia Wilson is 90.
Who?
Asia Wilson, Las Vegas Aces. She's great.
I've watched two of her games this year. She's nasty.
She's nasty, but she's played like 3 years. The distance between Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers isn't that deep.
I agree.
For me, it's four MVPs. That is wild to me. Shout out to Cheryl Swoop sliding in at 81.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Friend of the show.
Serena and Phelps. Serena. I mean, those are two. I don't know.
Serena, especially, I believe that really.
I mean,
shows
that's
how our brains
work.
She should be on
everybody's list. I think
football, basketball, baseball.
Yeah,
I wasn't even thinking about, other than Tiger, in the
other individual sports being ranked so high. But yeah, I mean, there's ain't no doubt about it. Good gosh.
All right, Texans training camp. We'll let you hear from the quarterback, CJ Stroud, and the head coach with updates, D'Amico Ryans, as well. Well, update on the British Open, the Open Championship as well. And then we saw somebody who may be on the next 25-year list had a breakout game last night. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.